couple of weeks ago, Carol Fucella went on a trip to Haiti. We prayed for her as we sent her out, and we'd like to give her a few moments to give us a snapshot from her trip. Carol?
Good morning. First, I just want to say thank you for your prayers because the whole team and I also just felt the presence and the power of the Lord and His protection throughout the whole time. It was a wonderful time. It was only a week, which was way too short, I felt, by the time I got back. And so I'm just thankful for all of you as you pray for us. That was my second trip to Haiti this past April. I went last year in July. And it's just amazing to see God's hand and the many changes that have taken place in those few short months, about 8 or 9 months. I must say that the Lord certainly gives you so many opportunities to serve there, from feeding the children at the feeding program where they, for many of them, that's the only meal they will get all day long. Your heart just breaks for these kids with how little they have. Being able to wash dishes for 2 hours with the little old lady. I'd have to say that was my most favorite time each day because they're very strict about how you wash dishes. And by the third day, they actually took breaks and let me be there all by myself. So they could tell I really cared and I wanted to do my best, just like they told me to. And one of the other joys was just being able to be with all the little girls that are now part of the Restoration Haiti House. These are little girls that either have no parents or relatives at all, or otherwise they have families that they just can't take care of them anymore, and they sort of push them out onto the streets. And Pastor LaFleur has gathered so many hundreds of kids over the last decade to put them in these programs where they are able to get food every day, they are able to be educated, which so few kids in Haiti are, and they also get medical attention. And so as we went every day to the Restore Haiti House, the little preschoolers would come home with their little uniforms on, and they'd rush in and give each of us a hug and a kiss. And I have to say, that was a highlight of our day, too. They are just so sweet. And for having so little, there's so many smiles on these faces of these little kids for any little thing that's done for them. And also, I always enjoy that part of Restore Haiti, when you go on a mission trip, you get to be with the children that you sponsor. And Andy and I have two, and so I was able to be with them. And little Santiska, who is about 7 years old, her smile was like from ear to ear the entire time I was with her. And she clung to my hand and wouldn't let go the whole time. And she just enjoyed every part of it, from lunch to giving her little toys to play with and that. And then when it was time for her to go, she literally took my hand and started to pull me towards going towards her home, which I wasn't allowed to do. But I just thought that was so sweet. She was so much more open this year from when I saw her in July. So that was really a very big blessing. I must say that as a mom, my heart just breaks as I see these little kids, not just in Haiti, but anywhere. And they have so little. And all it takes is for one person to reach out. And that's what Pastor LaFleur told us when we were there. He's the one in charge of Restore Haiti and Restoration Ministries. He said that when he was 18 years old, his mom died. He never knew his father. He had 4 siblings. And that he was just at a loss what he was going to do. And he said, a neighbor down the street came up to him a few days after his mom died and said, you know, I don't hardly have anything, but if I can help you, I will. And so when she said, what can I do to help you? He said, can you help me finish my education and learn English? He felt that's what he needed to do to survive and to move forward in the world. And so by her kindness, that touching one life, Pastor LaFleur's, he was able to go to college. He graduated from there. All his siblings, he was able to work and help them get through all of that. So every single one of the kids have graduated not only from high school but college, and that is a miracle in Haiti. There are so many kids who never go to school. Many of them, if they do, end up leaving before middle school is even done. So that was a miracle, and he says, by the grace of God, that happened. Since that one woman impacted him so much, he felt God calling to say he needed to start reaching out to the children in Haiti. And so that's why he started this whole program. And he literally has taken hundreds and hundreds of kids off the street and just touched them by his love and bringing others into it, such as missionaries who go to touch their lives. And as I was listening to him, he challenged each of us and he said, what one life have you touched?
that is going to change them for a lifetime. And he just keeps that in mind and always says that to everyone who comes, because his one touch of a neighbor down the street changed his entire life and now has changed hundreds and hundreds of kids' lives. So as I was listening to him, one scripture that came to mind was Jesus saying in Matthew 28, go and make disciples. And then when he says in Matthew 25, when whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me. And so that really has placed a desire in my house, in my heart, especially for the children of this world. How can I touch just one life and let them know that Jesus loves them? And as I get ready to go to Haiti, I hope soon again, I must say that God has really placed on my heart of each morning that I wake up, I'll ask, what opportunities are there going to be today, Lord? Help me to touch somebody's life with your love. And I know I fail a lot, and he forgives me, and then he empowers me with his spirit and helps me to try again. But whether it's in Greenwich or all the way to Haiti or Nigeria or wherever, the Lord is just calling you in some way to touch someone's life. And I know that Jesus' love changes lives. I've seen it here. I've seen it in Haiti. And so I guess that's our challenge from the Lord today. And I just thank him that I got the opportunity to touch some lives in Haiti. Thank you.